This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Stamps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, busy week in politics. I'm sure you're combing through the Baucus bill.
Yes. I'm waiting for the movie to come out. Yeah. I know. Is anybody really reading these things? You know.
I think it's fascinating how, you know, within 30 seconds of releasing a multi-100-page bill, people are like, I'm sorry, I just can't get behind this. Or other people are, you know, obviously in favor of it.
The only thing I've come away with from all this is sneeze into your sleeve. You know, like
yes.
You sneeze into your arm, and that's the health care plan.
Apparently, you're not going to run into any problems if you do that. So.
Yeah, so... So, no, I have no idea what it says, and, you know, probably won't know until, you know, 5 years after it's implemented.
So, probably you're right. But maybe we'll get some more town halls out of this. That's been good for both of us.
Yes, that has been good, yeah. Yeah, they should send Kanye around to some of those meetings to take away the microphones. Maybe things would be a little calmer.
Oh, man. He could say, that was a great comment, but I'll tell you, this town hall meeting in Texas, that was the greatest town hall of all time.
Right. You guys got nothing on them. And then they'd have to invite them back at the end of the town hall meeting to have another town hall meeting. Yeah.
That would make it very interesting.
We've changed our plans for the missile shield in Eastern Europe amid all of this. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Just when you thought there wasn't enough going on in the world, we changed plans on missile defense. The Poles and the Czechs, not too happy, but somebody close to, in the neighborhood is.
Yes. And the Russians like us better now, and maybe that'll calm them down a little bit, because I think the Capitol steps had them a little perturbed last year when we did the song about their going into Georgia.
So, well, that's exactly what we're going to be looking at here. Some think this is a precursor to Soviet aggression, which the Capitol steps, as always, had a year ahead of time. So here we go with the Capitol steps from 2008.
Good evening. I am Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, and I am here tonight to honor myself. As you're undoubtedly aware, I was appointed to the position of Prime Minister by my hand-picked successor as President, Dmitry Medvedev. It was such a shock. I had no idea he was even thinking of me, I must say. Nevertheless, I do accept on my own behalf. And I would also like to further congratulate President Medvedev for a smooth transitional period that resulted in no additional deadness on his part. I find it comforting that I am in so much agreement with the new president, but perhaps it would be better to tell you about this in a song. Gory proved too much for this man.
Too much for this man. So he's thinking.
So I think I might have to go. Whoa.
He said he's going.
I said I'm going back to find.
Going back to find.
What's left of Cold War? Of what I left behind. Not that long ago. Oh no. Yes, I'm leaving. On a midnight raid to Georgia.
Even on a midnight raid.
Yeah. Said I'm going back.
Going back to tour.
And maybe start
a war. Take a little tour. Who knows, you might just start a
and
war.
And they'll be with me.
You know we will.
On my midnight raid to Georgia.
Even on a midnight raid to Georgia. Woo-hoo.
They'd rather live in my world than not be living in yours. Yeah, U.S. is dreaming. Oh, that I won't go too far.
He is not a czar, he won't go too far.
But George Bush will find the hard way that dreams don't always
dreams don't come true. Always
oh,
come
no,
true.
They don't. So take a look in my eyes and you can see right down in my that you're never gonna stop. No, never gonna stop anything that I might do. Oh.
midnight plane to George Bush.
Beam it on a midnight plane.
Yeah, I'll try to convince the U.S.
going back to
that I still can fix this mess.
To the U.S. See if there's a way to fix
yes,
this
I'll
mess.
Yes, I'll pay a visit yet.
We know you will.
And try to explain to George Bush.
Even Annie will explain to George Bush. IQ.
That I don't mean the Georgia that is in the U.S. No, I'm not talking about your Georgia.
Vladimir Putin and the Pips. Midnight raid to Georgia.
Yeah, I don't know the Russian word for pip, but yeah, pipsky maybe. I don't know.
So something like that. So you think Vladimir Putin might still be calling the shots, huh?
Yeah, you think so?
That's a reach by the Capitol Steps. Getting into policy. Look at you guys.
Oh, yeah. We have the real inside scoop on all this stuff. You don't want to be listening to the regular news guys.
Absolutely not, except for me.
Okay.
What else are you guys looking at?
Well, I'm wondering if I have to fire my tax advisors over at Acorn. I'm not sure. I might be able to keep them. We're trying to figure out whether we need to get a new accountant.
Gosh, have they been giving you good tax tips? I assume your operation's pretty much legal there.
Pretty much, you know, you might call what we do not too different from, you know, what the. But we try to keep it legit here, and so I guess that's where we're gonna have to get a new accounting firm.
I know. Well, you make a pretty good point there. I think it was Ronald Reagan, Elena, who said that politics is the world's second oldest profession, and the more you look at it, the more it resembles the oldest. So.
Okay. And then people who make fun of politicians are probably even lower than that. Right?
You're the ones that keep us sane.
You're sane. Okay, good. Good.
Elena, fun as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work. Pick up their latest CD, Obama Mia, online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.